Reading from Surrender Unto Me. Overview of the Bhagavad Gita. The Most Confidential Knowledge. This is chapter 9, text 4. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Comment. By the term unmanifested form, Sanskrit, avyaktamurtina, Krishna explains that although his form is ever present, we cannot see it with our gross senses. To confirm this point, Srila Prabhupada quotes the verse beginning Ataksi Krishna Madhi from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is originally from the Padma Purana. It says that because Krishna's form, qualities, pastimes, etc., are all on the absolute platform, material senses cannot comprehend them. But when a conditioned soul is awakened to Krishna consciousness and renders service by using his tongue to chant the Lord's holy name and taste the remnants of the Lord's food, the tongue is purified, and one's understanding of Krishna gradually blossoms. Here, Krishna begins to describe his simultaneous connectedness and non-connectedness with matter. The material world rests on his energy, but he is aloof. He is the source of the material world, and he maintains it, but he does not directly associate with it. He is free from material nature, but material nature is not free from him. Gaining Aishwarya Gyan, knowledge of Krishna's inconceivably opulent potency, all matter rests upon him, yet he remains aloof, should stimulate our reverence and devotion. Text 5, Krishna continues to speak about himself. And yet everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Although I am the maintainer of all living entities, and although I am everywhere, I am not part of this cosmic manifestation, for myself is the very source of creation. Comment. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan explains that Krishna has presented an apparent contradiction. He first said, all beings are in me. Yet now he says the opposite. And yet everything that is created does not rest in me. Within the realm of Krishna's inconceivable potency, or his yogam aishwaram, mystic opulence, everything rests in Krishna. But that does not present even the smallest of burdens to him. He maintains all that exists while remaining completely separate and detached in the spiritual world. To help us understand his inconceivable and mystic relationship with the material energy, Krishna offers an analogous example. 6. Understand that as the mighty wind blowing everywhere rests always in the sky, all created beings rest in me. Comment. Although all living entities are within Krishna, are dependent on Krishna, and are supported by Krishna, they nevertheless act independently. How can one who is completely dependent act independently? This is an inconceivable feature of the relationship between Krishna and the living entities. Krishna provides an analogy to help us understand. The sky, space, like an upside-down bowl, contains the wind. In the same way, quote, all created beings are in rest in me. Just as the sky is detached from the wind, although the sky blows freely and just as the sky is detached from the wind, though in the sky, blows freely and independently. The sky restricts only the area of movement, not the movement itself. Krishna thus limits the activities of the conditioned living entities, regardless of the extent of their power, to the circumference of the material world. Within the material sphere, they are free, and Krishna is detached from their independently enacted activities and from the reactions their activities generate. The living entities are thus simultaneously fully dependent on Krishna and independent of him. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur raises a question. Because Krishna is described by an analogous example, his achintya shakti, or inconceivable mystic power, hasn't his explanation made the inconceivable conceivable? He writes, but then how is the Lord's mystic power inconceivable, which he claimed it to be in his statement, just see my mystic power? After all, we now have a conceivable example explaining his mystic power. He then answers, the sky is non-attached to the wind, which is contained within it, because the sky and wind are unconscious matter, and matter does not form attachment. However, only in one case does living spirit remain non-attached while living in this world and controlling it, and that is in the case of the Supreme Controller. In this way, the inconceivability of the Supreme Controller's being non-attached is established. The example of the non-attached sky is nonetheless offered in order to give ordinary people an opportunity to begin to understand this subject. That's the end of the comment of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Krishna began his explanation of his inconceivable relationship with the material world in chapter 5, text 14 through 15, by saying, I do nothing. The material nature is the doer. As Srila Prabhupada confirms in his purport to this verse, however, Krishna is nevertheless the cause of the material nature and, quote, not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur concludes by saying, quote, this is Krishna's inconceivable potency, and we can only fold our hands and offer respects to his greatness. In texts 4 through 6, Krishna discussed his relationship to the maintenance of the material world. Now he will explain destruction and creation. And we shall continue with that soon. Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.